Welcome to Off the Cuff. I'm regular guy Dean Vitale, and we are joined with our pastor, our lifelong pastor, John Bell. Welcome, John.
Thanks, Dean.
I'm excited about this. This is something that is right now, as we're sitting in the month of May in 2022, this is an issue that's on a lot of people's minds, and that is the issue of abortion. And, you know, this is a dividing question, and, you know, there is one side that believes, no, this is my right, and then there's the other side that defends the unborn. So, John, I just want to ask you, what does the Bible say about abortion?
Okay, before I get to what the Bible says, because I need to, like, put a foundation under it, because the Bible basically talks about shedding innocent blood or shedding another person's blood. So, so I think the whole abortion issue, strangely enough, my wife and I were talking about this the other day. I said, I think it comes down to just one thing. There's really only one thing. And that is, here's the question. This is the question before the question of, is abortion right or wrong? Here's the question. Is the unborn child a living human being? So, the question is whether or not the unborn child is or is not a living human being. And if that child in the womb is a living human being, then there's no moral justification for killing it, except to save the life of a mother, because in that case, the mother's going to die or the child's going to die. In that case, yes, then you need to save the life of the mother. But I think of it like this. Would people fight for the right to kill a 3-month-old, a 6-month-old, a year-old or a 2-year-old? Would people hold up signs and would they go to marches and say, no, it's my right to take this child's life because my life is really hard, or this is going to be a terrible economic problem for me, or this is really going to screw up the plans that I had. If someone were to do that, we would say, well, that's just silly, isn't it? It's very, very selfish. So I think that that's really the question. I think the question is, you know, in 72, when the Roe versus Wade decision was made, they didn't have all the science of carrying a child and what was going on in the womb, what was going on with that child. I remember a famous abortionist, Jewish doctor in New York City, when he discovered like sonograms and he began to see the heartbeat of a child, it changed his whole outlook because he realized it wasn't a fetus. It wasn't just, you know, a blob of flesh. He was actually taking a child's life. So I think I think the whole thing of whether it's right or wrong has to do with is that unborn child a living human being? Now, if they are a living human being, then here's what Genesis 9, we talked about this in another episode of Off the Cuff, but in Genesis 9, verses 5 and 6, he says, the Lord is talking. He says, surely I will require your lifeblood. From every beast I will require it, and from every man's brother I will require it. I will require the life of man. And then here it is, verse 6. Whoever sheds man's blood, by man his blood shall be shed. For in the image of God he made man. So the whole idea here is, you know, this we talked about before, that this is the whole idea of capital punishment. That if you murder someone, then your life should be taken from you. And so does the baby in the womb qualify as a human being? That's the question.
Okay, so where do we go then for that answer?
Well, I think here's the great thing. Science, you know, they're pushing. It used to be, you know, it wasn't until a child was born. You know, some people would say it goes all the way to conception. At conception, that's kind of what I believe. I believe that it's that child is a human being at that point. Why? Because they're going to become a human being. That they have all, they have everything inside of them. And they've been placed in the womb in a place where they can grow into the full-fledged human being that they were supposed to be. So I believe it. But, you know, that they now the argument gets into the first trimester. A lot of states right now in the country are passing laws that after the first trimester, you can't abort. There are a number of states, quite a few actually, that say you can abort the child all the way up until birth, you know, not just the second trimester, but the third trimester. So I think that's the battle. What's interesting, Dean, is our laws in America are more in line with, listen to these three countries, we're more in line with the abortion laws in China, North Korea, and Vietnam, which is shocking.
I didn't know that.
But if you look at, they're not actually in line with most of the other Western nations of the world. So, you know, we have very liberal laws. So I just think it's going to come down to, for me, it's going to come down to, you know, establishing the fact. And I think sonograms and science, I think when science began to see that, no, this child, this is a human being that's being killed. And if it's a human being that's being killed, then, you know, is there any difference between killing a child at, what, 6 months and at 2 years of age? Because they're both viable human beings.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that that's what it comes down to. What are we to do? I really do give Christians a lot of credit. You know, I give the Catholic Church a lot of credit because the Catholic Church has kind of, they have stood in the gap for, against abortion. This weekend, there's going to be all kinds of marches, and essentially they've already targeted all the Catholic churches, the abortion, the people for abortion. They're going to march in churches. So, yeah, I think.
But so let's take a look at. Let's just say that there's a young lady out there who, in fact, is pregnant, and she wants to please God, and she doesn't know what that means. How can you direct her scripturally? Because she's not a scientist. She doesn't know when the embryo forms. She knows that because she can go on the internet that about 5 weeks, you know, there's some type of heart being made up there, and you can detect some type of ultrasound that there's some beat there at 5 weeks. But how do you direct this mom to be, if that's what she chooses, that she can please God with her decision?
Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of compassionate care clinics that are being run by churches and Christians and just some really good people. And you know, if you just Google something like "How can I keep my baby?" You know, how I don't want to abort my baby, or you know, when if you just do some reading. And look, it's not going to be easy. Being a mother is a really, really difficult thing, no matter what. And single moms have the hardest time of all. But I always tell people, look, two mistakes don't make one right. So, you know, it's like God forgives, and there are people that are willing to help. And I just believe there's a lot of wonderful stories about women who decided to keep their child. And of course, their child is just so blessed by that. Like, you know, in my family, there are seven kids. my mother popped out seven kids, and I was sixth. And I'm sure if she was not a believer, if she wasn't trusting God, I could have been very easily aborted. I always think of Tim Tebow. You know, Tim Tebow came later to, you know, the mom was older and she kept him. But there's a lot of stories like that, Dean. And I think if there is a young girl out there, that you'll have to trust God and there is help. And you know what? If there is a young girl out there and they want help, they can write to Amazing Men. We'll do what we can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, this is an issue that weighs heavily on my heart, like, you know, all believers. And like you, I believe that once the sperm hits that egg, that is now a life. And that has to be protected. So I've been very vocal in my adult life. And I do like the way you said there's options. You can talk to people. There are other things that can be done. And, you know, that might be the harder way to go, but we know that would please God the most.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Dean, you know that every year 1.5 billion children are aborted, babies are aborted. I mean, can you imagine? That number represents more people dying than all the wars that America has ever been fought in.
Yeah, that's hard. You know, I always say this. I say, you know, if I was a congressman, this is what I would do. And it seems like that, was it, you said 1.2 billion? Is that what you said?
1.5.
1.5 billion. Now I'd like to see how many people are looking to adopt a baby. And I'd like to compare those two numbers because it seems like there's an easy decision here. There seems like there would be a way to make sure that those people that want to discard their baby, that there are people that want to raise and love that baby.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, it just, it breaks my heart. And I know it breaks your heart. Mm-hmm. You know, it's something that we had a, you know, we really, you know, had to discuss this because right now, you know, people are confused because they don't have the information necessary to make an intelligent decision, in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah, and again, so, I just want to reiterate, it comes down to, is that baby a human being? That's really the only question.
Yeah, yeah. And then when does that baby become a human being then?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying is if you're thinking about aborting this baby, are you aborting a human being? Are you killing a human being?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because scripture is really clear on that point.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Well, I hope that brought some clarity to a hot button issue right now. And it's been around for a long time. I hope that you take the time to educate yourself and use the suggestions that John gave and so many people give, that there's alternatives and there are people willing to help and organizations willing to help and that you get educated and that you make the right decision that would please God. Mm-hmm. So we thank you for listening. We ask you to tell your friends about Off the Cuff. And maybe if you know somebody that's going through this right now, you can forward this link and that young lady can listen to this. And if she needs to, she can reach out to us at Amazing Men. And you'll find that link, how to contact us, right on our website at AmazingMenMinistries.com. And we'll do everything we can to make sure that you have all the information you need and connect you with people that will love you and will care for you and, in fact, usher you into a life that someone like Tim Tebow is around for, just because of those reasons. So thanks for listening. On behalf of John Bell, our pastor, our lifelong pastor that always tackles and not afraid to talk about Scripture and what it says, even if that's uncomfortable sometimes, and sometimes it is, but we're not interested in your comfort here. We're interested in your relationship with Jesus Christ. So thanks for listening. We look forward to listening and looking forward to talking to you next time. Good night.